Sushi was never going to win.
This is Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
So my daddy gift to my kids for Christmas was I took the whole family out to eat. You're like, well, that's not much, Ryan. We don't do that very often because of the cost.
Right.
It's pretty expensive. But then there's also the problem of figuring out where to go, how to pick a place that every kid will like.
Mm-hmm.
So I introduced the idea of ranked choice voting. So, dear. They all gave me their choice where they would want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found an app online where I plugged it all in. And then they all had to vote on their top five choices.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would put together what is the place that worked for everyone.
Yes.
It wasn't their favorite, but it worked for everyone. And of course, Glory put in a sushi place. I'm like, girl. But then Zebedee put in a fast food place. I'm like, dude, that's not going there either. And in the end, the place that we got worked.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few people that weren't, it wasn't their favorite, but it was food that they all could enjoy. But it reminds me that, you know, unless it is something that goes against God's word or the Bible, compromise isn't always bad.
Right.
Sometimes it's the way that we show love for each other. Philippians 2:3, one of my favorite verses. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Sometimes it's best to, you know what, put your own preference, your own favorite aside to go with something that someone else might appreciate a little bit better. Here's Fill My Cup from Andrew Rip, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.